I wanted to sneak this in before the end of the show. A story by Mandy Tay and stuff caught our attention. And it's a bit of a neighbours at war scenario. So a new shiny roof prompts neighbour to wear sunglasses indoors, but the owners say they did everything by the book. A year back, one Luann Coburn in Nio got a letter from those neighbours across the road saying they're building a home. No problem, but the new roof is very shiny, causing untold glare, having to wear sunglasses indoors, migraines. Luann has lost sleep over it. So we thought we'd get the producer of New Zealand's best ever television show. It's called Neighbours at War, Bill Kerner, to take a look at this. Kia ora, Bill.
Greetings, Wallace. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. So casting your expert eye over this as the head of the Neighbours at War entourage, at first glance, what do you think? Very bright roof on sunny days.
Well, look, Wallace, straight away, back in the day when I was making this particular program, we would have been all over the story like a rash. I'll tell you that right now. It is right in my wheelhouse, or was. And I think the reporter Mandy's done a first-class job there, and the photographer, unless it's her, deserves some kind of award for the work. They absolutely knocked it out of the park. So, look, I've had a look at that. And I have put together a sort of a mental dossier. But, you know, on first blush, reading through it, it is an absolute classic. I feel very sorry for both parties, of course. But just some notes. I mean, number one, it's possibly unwise to incorporate into a build design, especially maybe in Nio, a gigantic mirror on your roof. It is also possibly unwise for a local authority to sign off a build design with a gigantic mirror on a roof. And it's possibly unwise to adopt an aggressive tone when opening preliminary discussions with someone who has no need to negotiate with you.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, it's sort of where it all comes apart for me is reading through the article, there's a passage that's sort of critical to the story. And, I mean, it's what we'd call a throw, right, Wendell, you know, to the commercial break. Here it is. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in the style that you'll know where I took on the voice of, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
It's this line, and here it comes. We were invited to come to their home to view and discuss this. However, due to the aggressive tone taken by our neighbours, we declined, said Baker Davies.
That is excellent.
Oh, Wendell, what do you have to say about this? Glaring. At first glance, paint it, but apparently it costs many thousands to paint that roof.
Look, neighbourhood. I'm not a great neighbour myself. I tend to keep to myself. But the other day, I live in the Hokianga and it's very peaceful and quiet. And one of the neighbours had a trades guy and then he was doing some work. Had the radio blaring. Like, you know, really loud right across the valley. And I was halfway up the road going to tell him off before I had a look at myself and thought, really? You're that person?
There's another one.
And I think that is where you kind of, I mean, I'm looking at that story and going, yeah, it glares, you've got blinds.
Sunglasses inside. Liam, what do you think? What would you say to Bill?
Well, this is what I'd say. Look, you can't expect the council to do everything for you. People forget this, but there is something called private nuisance, which is actionable and tort. There are cases overseas where people have sued each other and won over shiny homes. You're entitled to do what you want on your property as long as it doesn't cause an unreasonable interference with the enjoyment of other people's property. And I think one of the things, just to have a bit of a callback, is that with the RMA, is that New Zealanders have become accustomed to trying to do it all through the regulatory system, and they forget that there exist private remedies. Now, I don't think it would necessarily always be worth it. Usually it wouldn't. But, you know, there is nothing new under the sun, and there are court decisions and cases that go through all of this before.
Bill, sounds like Liam could be a moderator the next season of...
Wallace, you've done it.
It was the hardest thing I ever did.
Don't wriggle out of it. You've done it.
Bill, what happens after this, though? You know, when neighbours go to war, what happens?
10 seconds.
They still talk to each other?
Don't start anything.
Bill, thanks for being on the program.